Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy and features real testimonials.
This was our first time trying therapy, and honestly, it was long overdue. Looking back, we just wish we had started sooner.
Regain's qualified therapists help couples when they can't get there on their own.
We thought it was intimacy issues, but Andrea helped us uncover a deeper root cause we hadn't even realized was there.
Visit Regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. Regain, couples therapy that works.
You will not be doing that at my expense. I want to experience life, so I'm going to go cheat over here. Yeah. If you really had a brain, if you value your life, that's not something you would do with me. Okay?
Hey, babe.
It's Aisha Christina. Nice to meet you.
This is Quality Queen Control. What is happening?
Hello, angels. Happy Wednesday. It is very late, and I'm recording this like almost a week ahead of time. I had to get a little scrappy with my setup here in my room because, yeah, obviously it looks different, and I'm kind of moving around and doing a bunch of things, but I just wanted to make sure that I was not going to be missing out on an upload, and I wanted to make sure that I was getting a week ahead. So hopefully this like looks okay. I'm not even sure, but we don't really care, right? We care about the content. We care about the consistency. So it is what it is. As you guys can see, we're going to be talking about cheaters today. We're going to be talking about the reasons people cheat and really try and figure out the answer to the question, if once a cheater, always a cheater. Now, I'm going to be referencing articles directly from Psychology Today, and you know, this is something that I've experienced. Like, I never really came out with a full story time about, you know, the clown that I talk about that I dated when I was 21. I mean, even saying at this point that I dated him is just truly a blow to my ego personally, if I really was being perfectly honest with you. And yeah, I just really feel like if I could erase him, I definitely would, just because I felt like that was definitely kind of what's the point. But what I know about psychology and things like that, and me being a huge mental health nerd, is that I never want my ego and my feelings to get in the way of the extracting the lesson. And that's something that we tend to do a lot of the times, is we get so stuck on being upset, being embarrassed, or what have you, that we are not able to extract the lesson from the situation. And so that's not lost on me. Now, according to Psychology Today, there are 4 reasons that people cheat, even in happy relationships, this article is specifically referencing. And one of the key points that it mentions is that infidelity is not always a symptom of a flawed personality or relationship. When I read that, I was like, no, that cannot be accurate. You mean to tell me that this isn't symptomatic of a larger problem here? Let's dive in a little bit more. And then it also goes out to point that for some who cheat, infidelity is an exploration of never experienced or long repressed parts of themselves. Now, this is something that I've always kind of known. Like, I've mentioned it in past videos before, where I do believe that some people do cheat because there is a version of themselves that they want to explore. And throughout my research, I've actually gathered that no matter what the reason is, the underlying principle was, I guess, some sort of self-exploration. And also, it points out that the reason a person decides to cheat is significant because it affects the healing approach. If you are someone that battles with that type of issue, then it can obviously affect your healing, depending on whatever the reason is. So people do cheat for, as we know, many different reasons. And there are actually 8 top reasons why partners apparently cheat. And before we even get into those reasons, there are key points that I also want to point out in this article. And one of them states that there are 8 factors that prompt infidelity, and most of them are not about messy. Another thing it states is people's reasons for cheating depend on their gender, attachment style. So this is what I really love about this article, is when we start to dive into the types of people that, or the type, the reasons why people cheat, it also talks about their attachment style more than likely, the type of attachment style they would have more than likely if they were to cheat in that way. So I feel like that is something that is super insightful to know, and not for nothing, like probably offer a little bit of closure maybe to maybe the reasons why some of us have been cheated on or something like that. Who even knows? And if that is not the case, it is really interesting to note and food for thought nonetheless. So there are non-sexual reasons for infidelity that include anger, neglect, relationship problems, and also boosting self-esteem. Men are more likely than women to cheat for both sexual and opportunistic reasons. No way. No, not on Psychology Today. In other words, water is wet. Okay. That's another fact I thought I wanted to just sprinkle in there. Okay. As we know, so infidelity is common, unfortunately, but it is. Now, apparently, research consistently finds that approximately 20 to 25% of married people in the US have committed infidelity before. And those numbers are even larger when you're looking at dating relationships. So if you're not married, people are cheating even more than they are if they're not in a committed marriage. Now, apparently, and surprisingly, little research has explored the motivations behind infidelity. Now, let's just fast forward to this and get to the meat and potatoes, shall we? So number one, in this article, it says that anger may be a potential reason for infidelity. This includes cheating out of the desire to get back at a partner who had cheated or was suspected of having done so. It also included the desire to get back at a partner who had done something else upsetting, something other than an actual suspected act of infidelity. In layman's terms, and this is a very dramatic, you know, explanation, but I didn't like the way that you gave me a little bit of the silent treatment last week, so I'm going to go cheat on you. So it's not even like we're going tit for tat, you cheat, I cheat, da, 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 da. It's any reason of anger. I'm going to do this because it's giving me this feeling of, yeah, now I stuck it to them. And I'm like kikiing in my head about it. Cheating out of anger was more common among those who have the attachment style that is high in anxiety or greater fear of abandonment, as well as those high in attachment avoidance, which is a greater fear of intimacy. Now, let's take a little bit of a deeper dive into that really quickly. I find this to be particularly interesting because doesn't it make sense too? If someone has a fear of abandonment and this is something that they're doing, they're cheating out of anger, it's because I gotta fix this before they can do it to me. I'm not gonna be the last one left out in the dust. It's kind of like how they say that, if you ever heard of that quote, or that statement, that men never move on until they already have like someone else. So they don't usually, because we all know that men heal backwards, but they are like serial hopping from like one dynamic into the next, as opposed to healing, reflecting like most women do, right? We like to take breaks. I'm talking from a healthy perspective. We like to take breaks. We like to reflect what worked, what didn't work, da, 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 da. But with men, not only do they work backwards, but being that they are most likely the ones to be participating in cheating, isn't it interesting that this is common within those that have an anxiety type of attachment style, or like an abandonment type of attachment style? Wow. I find that to be very profound. Number two, the obvious one, which is sexual desire. Now, it says that this includes a desire to try certain sex acts. That's, why am I whispering that? I mean, it is 2:00 in the morning, but still, I just feel so like, I don't know, like I'm shy. I'm just saying. Anyways, This included desire to try certain sex acts that one's partner wasn't interested in, a desire for more frequent sex, as well as confusion about one's sexual orientation. Before I even get on to the next line, this already has irritated my spirit. So you mean to tell me, I'm just calling, like I'm reading it, you mean to tell me that you want to do said thing, let's just say it's the A and you do the rest, and there will be none of that in this household, and you mean to tell me that you're going to go find it somewhere else? I just want to know, is that what it is that you're telling me? Is that what you're telling me? You mean to tell me that I don't feel like wearing a tail, so you're going to go find this somewhere else? You mean to tell me that you're just not getting enough, so you're going to go outsource it? Well, you're not making enough money, so I guess I'm going to go find someone else to outsource that. I'm just saying. Is that how it's going to go? Let me know right now. Like, let me know if that's how it's going to go. Let me know if that's how it's going to be. I'm just saying. Now, this one really just had me twisted, but I know it's true because I took human sexuality class when I was in college, and I do know that that is something, if someone is struggling with their sexual orientation, I do know that that's something obviously that they're going to try and explore. This I find to be the least shocking out of the other ones because I can see why it makes sense. If you're struggling with your sexuality, of course you're going to go cheat to be with whatever it is that you're attracted to or whomever it is that you're attracted to because you want to explore that side of yourself, and you're probably feeling some sort of guilt or shame around what it is that you're desiring, or just at the very base, confusion around who it is that you're attracted to. That I can understand. Now, the people most likely to cheat for sexual reasons include men as well as people with higher levels of attachment anxiety and those with fewer relationship growth beliefs, meaning a person with less confidence in their ability to overcome conflict. Now, I actually found this interesting too because I was thinking to myself, so people that are not really good at conflict resolution, and not that many people are, I want to point that out, they like to do little sneaky things to try and stick it to you, because it lives in their head rent-free and they are having a laugh about it behind your back, but they're staring in your face like everything is fine. Oh, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know why that really just like I really understood what that sentence said when it said that people with less confidence in their ability to overcome conflict. And isn't it funny how it's saying that most likely to cheat include men, right? Men have been taught as a society to like suck it up, don't let their emotions out, da da da. So because of that, the way that they express themselves a lot of the times tends to be this, the hypersexuality or like some sort of hypervigilance fixation on something, whether that be like, oh, like working out and like, you know, just being extra, you understand? Just being a very extra. And I do find that this is a common area in which men tend to think that this is some sort of form of expression for them by engaging in sexual promiscuity, honestly, to say the least. Number three, lack of love. This includes uncertainty about being with the right person, falling out of love with a partner, and just growing bored in the relationship. Now, a lack of love was linked to being high in the achievement style of avoidance. Because why? Obviously, you're not addressing anything. So you're going to let things, you're going to be the type of person that's going to let things get too far. And then you're just like, well, I might as well just go try and figure things out on my own now because I don't know, I guess this isn't really working. So I got to go fix this in the corner somewhere instead of actually having a conversation. Yeah, like the toughest conversations that we have are the ones that we actually really need to have. Number four, neglect. Now, this included not spending enough time, obviously, with your partner, you know, frequent conflict, having trouble in the relationship, as well as feeling that one's partner had been neglectful. So you're going to go outsource because you're just like, okay, this isn't working. I need to go find someone else that's going to suit my needs. Now, neglect motives were more common among those with lower levels of agreeableness. So they have a less care and concern for others and their feelings, more attachment anxiety, and also more relationship destiny type of beliefs. Now, an example of a relationship destiny belief, I think they gave one earlier, and it looks like believing that relationships are either meant to be or they're not. So the way that I perceive this, and maybe I'm wrong, is, oh, this isn't working for me. I guess it's not meant to be. I gotta go just like figure this out on my own, and I'm gonna go cheat because, like, I mean, this is either gonna happen, like, or it's not, and clearly it's not happening, so I'm just gonna go do whatever I wanna do. And see, this is, okay, I wanna add this while it's on my mind. What I wanna add is the fact that I feel like people have this fear of marriage, and I've never truly understood it, because marriage is really not that permanent. Like, if we really were to think about it, I mean, you can, yes, divorce is a pain, but you can go and be with someone else. You can go and, you know, yeah, just meet other people. If it's short enough of a marriage, like, you know, like Kim K style or something, like to Chris Humphrey, like she probably had it annulled. Okay. So you can get your marriage like annulled. You can also just simply get a good old divorce. That's a thing. I think that, of course, it's tough. I've never been divorced, never been married. So I don't know what that's like, but I can guarantee you, like, just like from a conscience perspective, like, I just like, you know, like, how long are you going to be living in the shadows of things? Like, you know what I mean? Like, and I think what complicates things is obviously children. Children complicate things a lot. They really do. And that's not to discourage anybody from having children, obviously. But I feel like, yeah, they just complicate things a lot. And then I'm sure that it's very layered, right? You're embarrassed of the dynamic ending or what have you. But what the main point of me bringing this up is, I've always found it particularly interesting that people, they have children in a relationship, in a committed relationship, before they like want to get married. I've never understood why that's a thing. Like, children are permanent. Marriage is semi-permanent. You can't divorce your kids, but you can divorce that person and honestly get a whole new life after the whole process is done. Like, you literally can do that. That's an actual option. But when it comes to having, and I want to know, comment down below what your opinion is on this, or if you want me to do a separate episode on something on like this type of topic. Like, I have never understood why people feel like they have to live a life that like is so unfulfilling. Like, is your soul not like scratching out and like reaching to be heard and self-actualized? Like, why do we have to feel this need to make certain decisions? And you'd be shocked how common it is to live a life like this, which is why this subject of cheating is such an intriguing topic to talk about. And notice that it's always a form of expression of like a secret desire. Principally, that's what it all is. It's some sort of secret desire that people have. And there was another quote that I read that I actually thought was really significant as it pertains to cheating, basically saying that some people cheat also because they feel like it gives them autonomy. Like, they are making a decision for their lives. So this could look like someone that maybe grew up in a very strict household, right? And let's say they married someone within their religion, but that's not really something that they wanted to do. They did it because they had to do it. And so now you have an adult that's going and cheating with girls that look nothing like their wife because that's what they really want to do. That is them making that decision. This is someone that I would have wanted to actually have been with. This is someone that I wanted, that I would see myself actually with. So when you're with that person, you feel so free. You feel like you're expressing yourself. You get to let your guard down because it is a decision that you made. And then you can go back home to your whatever, like, ordinary life and play the good old, like, you know, partner to your significant other because, yeah, like, why not? Now you can have your cake and you get to eat it too. Do you understand what it is that I'm trying to say? So that's why when I read that, I was like, oh, aha, that makes so much sense that people do things like that, because it's like, wow, yeah, like, we're here, right? We're here. So interestingly enough, the self-exploration, searching for a new sense of self, is likely the most powerful of these reasons, okay? Because, yeah, people do cheat for a multitude of reasons. However, infidelity is an exploration of, I'm reading this verbatim, never experienced or long repressed parts of self. It is a freedom from who they have been and currently are. Interestingly, they usually don't want to change who they are. They simply just want to escape those constraints for a short while to feel young again, to feel unburdened, to explore and to grow and experience life. Sickening to me, but whatever. When these individuals cheat, they're not looking for another person. They're looking for themselves. Guys, this is what Psychology Today is saying. Or at the very least, for a lost or long ignored aspect of themselves. In that short excerpt, there was a lot in that, in my opinion. I mean, wow. Freedom from who they've been and currently are. So they're tired of playing, you know, the good old husband at home. So they're, I'm a free me. Free me till they can't free me. Okay. And who they currently are. No, actually, no. A past situation would be maybe growing up and not being allowed to date the types of people maybe that they wanted due to religious reasons or what have you. Yeah, what really had me twisted was this whole to feel unburdened, to explore and grow and experience life. Not at my expense. Not at my expense. You will not be doing that at my expense. I want to experience life, so I'm going to go cheat over here. Yeah. If you really had a brain, that's not something you would do with me. If you value your life, that's not something you would do with me. Okay. Anyways, now here's another interesting fact. It is missed opportunities that draws cheaters in. They think about the one that got away, the one that never was, or the life they could have had if only. Now, this may cause them to feel limited or fenced in by the life and the relationship that they have chosen, regardless of how much they enjoy that life and relationship. That's very interesting. Okay. So they indulge their curiosity. They use extracurricular activities, okay, to see who they might have been if they would have opted for a different path. Like I said, that just proves what it is that I was just talking about. Absolutely, I believe in that. I believe that people do things like that. So again, it boils down to it's a form of self-exploration where infidelity introduces the individual to the stranger within. Wow. Wow. Lastly, happy people that cheat may also do so to experience new or exiled emotions, form of self-exploration. Men can be especially vulnerable to this. They're often told, oh wow, I was just saying this, when they're often told to repress their emotions and not express themselves. So unfortunately, as they stifled themselves in different emotions, as pleasure and pain, the emotions of pleasure and pain, infidelity is more of an emotional release than a sexual release. And once again, that's just that type of cheater's way of exploring their inner self. Oh, you poor soul. Explore on. Okay. Anyways, the lack of commitment is another reason why people cheat. This includes not having communicated about relationship rules and labels, not wanting to get too close to someone, wanting to have children, maybe even with someone else. Now, low commitment motivations were more common among those with higher levels of attachment avoidance. Again, they don't want to commit to anything. They can't even commit to putting their keys in the same place when they get home every night. This is why I don't know if there's a connection with this or not, but this is also why I don't like dating messy people, because I feel like, yes, of course, how you do anything is how you do everything. But I also feel like there has to be some sort of link there psychologically. Now, that's not to say that people that are like very neat are also, they don't struggle with infidelity, but like, I just feel like there has to be a link where it's like, you can't even commit to keeping this neat. So like, how can you commit to something else that's going to be permanent? And this is like your like life force and like your, do you understand what I'm trying to say? Okay. Now, situational factors. This includes being on vacation, being drunk, being friends with other people who have had affairs, feeling like you couldn't resist a person who's making moves on you. Alcohol, like this, they call it wine and spirits for a reason, because it's like people just, they just get possessed. That's what it is. That's why when people are drinking, they're more than likely to do something that they wouldn't normally do. Now, you tell me, is this true, guys? Sober, drunken, like, words or sober thoughts, is that a truth? Because I have found it to be not always true. Like, what about the people that say, like, oh, I was drunk, I didn't know. Like, I cannot come at all from experience in this. Only thing I've learned with drunk people is I don't believe a single thing they say, which makes it difficult for me to believe that there are sober thoughts in some of the things that they're saying, not precluding it as being the truth. But for instance, why is it that when you ask drunk people, like, are you drunk? They say that they're not. How do you not know that you're drunk? Someone please explain this to me in the comment section. Like, I'm actually asking a question that I want an answer to. Why do drunk people always proclaim that they are not drunk? Yes, you are. Yeah, you are. Now, back to what I was saying. You know, it's so funny talking about situational factors being one of the reasons why people cheat. I was in Vegas a couple years ago with my brother, and we're literally like very close in age. Like, we only have like a year, 3 months difference age gap between us. And so we were at the pool together, and I guess this like couple thought that we were a couple. Ew, yikes. And they were like, oh yeah, like you should come to Tel Aviv and things like that. And we were like, oh, we're siblings, but how did you guys meet? And they were like, we met on vacation 1 year and we are both married with partners. And we literally go on a vacation and travel together every year. I could not believe what I was hearing, what was being just admitted to me. Like, you never know who knows who. I want to also point that out. You never know who knows who, okay? You never know who knows who, okay? I have a friend. He found out that her man was cheating on her from some random girl at like her yoga studio who knew the girl because they followed each other on Instagram. Like, I don't even think her and that girl are like friends that she goes and works out with. Like, they're not like close friends. And she only found out because she recognized that her friend, she has seen him and her friend together. And she's also, and she knew my, I'm trying to articulate this properly. So my friend at her like workout place, she like posted her man and stuff like that on her social media, and my friend and a girl that goes to the same gym as her or something like that knew the other girl that they shared, like, you know, of the... My brain is fried right now. It is 2:24 in the morning. Are you guys understanding what it is that I'm saying? I think you are. Yeah. So the other girl, the other girl told the other one, and then they came together and like, you know, the one came to the other as a woman, like the other girl came to my friend as a woman. Actually, that's how that happened, because she had no idea, because the other girl had no social media. At all. She had no social media. So she came to my friend, and basically the whole operation got blown up because it's like, wait, what? Like, I'm just saying, you never know who knows who. I mean, here my friend was innocently posting her and her man, and a random person that goes to her gym who followed her recognized that her own friend was dating my friend's man. How crazy is that? What are the chances, too, that that's how you found out that your man was cheating on you? That is nuts. So like I said, you never know who knows who. Self-esteem. This includes wanting to assert one's independence, boost one's self-esteem. What a loser you are that this is how you're boosting your self-esteem. Yeah, let me go cheat. Like, your ego is so fragile, right, that it's like, being deceitful and being sneaky is the only way that I feel like I can get ahead. It's like people just like the thrill. It's like a cheater's high. They like the thrill of knowing, like, I know something you don't know. Oh, yeah? You're weird. You're weird. You're very weird. Okay. Anyways, the type of attachment style of someone that would utilize cheating to boost their self-esteem is going to be linked to someone with an attachment with an avoidant attachment style. Now this one, and this is the last one in this, is variety. This one I heavily believe contributes to cheating. This includes wanting more variety in sexual partners, being confident that one's partner wouldn't find out about the affair, and wanting to take advantage of sexual opportunities. Variety motivations are common among men. No, no way. That's crazy. You mean, I would have never guessed. Anyway, as well as those with unrestricted sociosexual orientation, aka people who have an easier time separating sex from emotion. But isn't that like all men? Jesus, we need God. We are in hell. Okay. Huh. Yeah. I mean, this is like, you know, this, I answered my own question when I was researching this. Okay. And I basically drew the conclusion that once a cheater, absolutely always a cheater, because a lot of men do enjoy acting on consequence. Yeah. Okay. And because of that, they're going to, however way they're exploring themselves, whether it's, you know, out of anger, lack of really committing, lack of whatever it is, sexual desire, variety, I don't care what it is. Once a cheater, absolutely always a cheater. Yes, mm-hmm, yes, yes, and amen. They're, what really grinds my gears is the ones that are cheating that are happy. It's like they just can't stop. They can't stop cheating for no reason. It all boils down to, like I said, the principle of self-exploration in whatever avenue that means to that person. Does it sound like I'm sitting here judging? Yes, it absolutely does. Because I'm sure it's a painful experience, and not for nothing. I love human psychology, and I love getting in the minds of, like, I would love to want to speak to somebody that's like this. Like, why? Like, what is your lust after this person? And what is your driving motivation? Like, I just want to hear it straight out of the horse's mouth. Don't you? Because it's like, you can't hate what you don't understand. And so that's why, for me personally, I have the perpetual desire and like affinity for really understanding why people do what they do. Because again, you can't hate what you understand. So in my perspective, I feel like, you know, doesn't mean that you won't get upset if someone did this to you. I'm not talking about it being done to me. I'm talking about from a very objective perspective of getting in the head of someone that participates in this type of activity. And, you know, especially people that do it mindlessly, like when you're super young and things like that, people tend to engage in, you know, mindless type of activities where they're like cheating and they're just numb. So they're just running through you. I spoke to this guy once and he was like saying that on a, like, when he was like his most lost, he was rotating like four women a week. And that's probably him trying to be conservative of it, you know? But like, think about it. There are 7 days in a week and you're literally sleeping with four different women a week and rotating those four different women. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, and not, I'm not saying that that is cheating because that you're not with any of these people. But what's sad is like, these situations are just so horrible because somebody always thinks that they're with you. And for women, we have to understand that men are absolutely capable of separating sex from their emotions. You aren't. Stop lying to yourself. And if you can, there's something wrong there. I'm just saying. I know that's an unpopular opinion, but we are not designed to not want to be cared for and nurtured by the person that we're giving our bodies to. Please stop desecrating and perverting at what that actually is meant to be for and the sanctity of that. I refuse to let society erode at the very fabric of what true intimacy is supposed to be. I will not change my opinion on that. This wasn't a super long episode, angels, and I really hope that you guys found some tips interesting in here. The questions that I ask in the episode, please let me actually know. Let me actually know, because I really do have a desire to figure it out. You know, I was doing some research on like how this whole Ariana Grande thing's going on with like her and, you know, her being with like this guy that was in a relationship. And one thing that I want to point out in that story is, it's very interesting to me how the wife was saying that she was completely blindsided by her husband's, you know, infidelity. And I am just of the belief that I do not believe that anybody on this earth is ever truly blindsided by, you know, their partner's behavior. I just don't. There are always signs that you're ignoring and you're choosing to ignore them. Like, and I'm not saying that because I'm like victim blaming or anything, but I just really do not believe in, oh my God, whoa, this rocked my world. This really came out of nowhere. Like, I just don't believe that. I genuinely believe that there are always signs there. And at the end of the day, it takes two to tango. You know, for every lie that you're being given, you're probably telling yourself a bunch more about the dynamic. But there was no way that this truly came out of thin air. There is no way, and there's absolutely no such thing. And I want you guys to consider that and keep that in mind when, especially with the consults that I do, it's always, oh my gosh, I had no idea that he was doing this. Da, 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 da. There's no such thing as not knowing. I can, when you guys recall the events back, and yes, I do understand that it's difficult sometimes to be objective. I do understand that. But when you guys actually tell me the events, I'm able to clock them and say, wait a second, but how about this and this and this and this and this? I'm able to clock those things, but you weren't probably able to see it because you were in the moment. You were in the situation. So it was harder for you to be objective. This is why it's so important to be intentional when you're getting into a relationship with somebody, because that way you're trying to approach this from a very, to the best of your ability, logical standpoint. And what's the easiest way to do that? To not bust it open on a Wednesday for him. Once you do that, I mean, think about this on a scientific level, angels. You're releasing chemicals. You're releasing bonding chemicals with this man. And you're wondering why you can't get over him. Babe, it's science. Now, are we really going to argue now? Huh? It's science. Yeah. I hope that gave you a little bit of closure. Aww. Yeah. I'm being very serious, because at the end of the day, like, you have people that are preaching like, be heartless, that. No, like, I don't believe that. If we know the facts and we know what they are, what do we release? Oxytocin? Is that the hormone that we release? I have to brush up on this. I think that, comment down below, I think that I need to talk about the hormones that we release when it comes to intimacy and what makes us attached to guys and bonding and things like that. I think that's a separate podcast episode, because I find the science behind that to be so fascinating, and it explains why I've always preached you do not go sleeping with these guys, because I promise you, it always clouds your judgment, especially if you're not withholding for any sort of special reason, you're whatever, I don't know, then I still would wait, because, and I know some people are gonna, you're gonna always have someone in the comment section, I waited and like, it still didn't make a difference. Okay, but this is the thing. This depends on how long you wait. What did Steve Harvey say, 90 days? To some people, it's like, that's such a long time. If you're truly having a good time, you're getting to know somebody. You mean to tell me that we're acting like zoo animals, we can't control ourselves? Like, I don't know. That's just me. I find it to be very insane that people can't wait 3 months. I find that to be odd. That's what I find to be odd. Why are we, like, where are we rushing to right now? Why are we rushing forever? You're weird for that. That's what I think. Yeah. How about that? Now, thank you guys so much for watching, and my little DIY setup, my little glasses on, my little bun. I am definitely going to head to bed after I wash my makeup off and do my little night routine. Oh, wait, just kidding. I actually have to pack because I'm leaving tomorrow to go upstate for one of my best friend's bachelorette party. And I figured, you know, why, since I'm already up, I might as well get it done, right? I think the mistake that a lot of us make is we think like, oh, like, and at this point I'm totally rambling, but it's fine. Oh, I'll just do it in the morning. Like, no, because I'm not like, I am sleepy, but I'm not like deathly tired. Plus I do have to send this over to JT. So it's like, while I'm monitoring this being uploaded, at least I can be up and like pack my clothes. And the good news is it's only for 3 days. And the reason why I didn't do it earlier is because, to be honest, when the ladies came and reorganized my room, I did not know where anything was. Like, I couldn't find any of my products because they rearranged the drawers and everything, and they didn't go over with me where everything was. So I was just left to figure out where was what, like to the point where I thought some of the things got lost and I had to like reorder certain things. Yeah. First world problems. Anyways, with that being said, angels, thank you so much for watching. Make sure that you give this video a thumbs up. Make sure that you go listen to this on audio, maybe while you're at the gym, what have you, just to really enlighten your mind. You know, we are educational girlies, okay, on this platform, on this channel. We like to learn. We like to absorb new information. With that being said, I love you and God loves you. And I will speak to you beautiful angels in my next podcast episode. Mwah.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy. Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them, and guess what? That's normal. Regain, powered by BetterHelp, offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online. Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both. See why people wish they'd tried couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod.